As humans, we're really good at spending a lot of time in our head. Sometimes this can be helpful. It allows us to solve problems, plan for the future. However, there's also a dark side to spending a lot of time in our head. It means we're also capable of worrying, ruminating, obsessing, dwelling on things that happened in the past. Certain thoughts will come up and they instantly hook us. We get caught up in them and we're no longer able to give our attention to the people and things that matter to us. So the aim of this exercise, which is called Leaves on a Stream, is to observe our thoughts with openness and curiosity. So we're going to practice watching our thoughts come and go without reacting to them. Without judging them, without holding on to them, or pushing them away. So, to start, I invite you to find a comfortable position and either close your eyes or fix your eyes on a spot, whichever you prefer. I want you to imagine that you're sitting by the side of a gently flowing stream, and there are leaves flowing past on the surface of the stream. And just imagine it however you like. It's your imagination. Now, for the next few minutes, take every thought that pops into your head and place it on a leaf. And let it float on by. You're going to do this regardless of whether the thoughts are positive or negative, pleasurable or painful. Even if they're the most wonderful thoughts, I want you to just place them on a leaf and let them float on by. If your thoughts stop, just watch the stream. Sooner or later, your thoughts will start up again. Allow the stream to flow at its own rate. Don't speed it up. You're not trying to wash the leaves away, just allowing them to come and go in their own good time. If your mind says this is stupid or I can't do it, just place those thoughts on a leaf. If a leaf gets stuck, just let it hang around. Don't force it to float away. If a difficult feeling arises, such as boredom or impatience, simply acknowledge it. Say to yourself, here's a feeling of boredom, or here's a feeling of impatience. And then place those words on a leaf and let the leaf just float on by. From time to time, your thoughts will hook you and you'll lose track of the exercise. This is normal and natural, and it will keep happening. And as soon as you realize it's happened, just gently acknowledge it and then start the exercise again. Remember again and again, your thoughts will hook you. And this is normal. And as soon as you realize it, just start the exercise again from the beginning by imagining that gently flowing stream. Now we're just going to bring the exercise to an end. So I invite you to sit up in your chair, open your eyes, look around the room, notice what you can see, what you can hear. Just take a stretch and welcome back.